Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, before we get to the good stuff, I have to do a shout out. It is a happy birthday wish. It is to our number one fan of the podcast. Sometimes she can be a critic as well, but this podcast would not be possible without her. She allows me to get up early in the morning, stay up late at night, check scores religiously, and research all day long. So happy birthday to my wife. I love you. And I love the fact that what you wanted for your birthday was a crock pot. That means more food for me. That's a good thing. What a great idea. My gift to you tonight, though, is I'm going to put my cell phone away when we're on our date, and I'm not going to check scores. But I do want to let you know, we got a big card tonight. We got college football, three games in the MAC. We got our NBA total. We got an NHL puck line. And we got seven college basketball games. So that's a big sacrifice on my part. Just want to get that on the record so I get those points. Okay, here we go. Last night, great night. We win our NFL picks pool. The 49ers delivered on the money line for us. So that was good. Then I survived in the guillotine league. Van Jefferson was held in check just enough. I survived and advanced by 2 points. And if you've never played a fantasy guillotine league, look into it because it is a rush. The bottom team's eliminated each week, and it's just all about surviving and advancing. And then you have like a budget for the waiver wire each week when the other players become available. So a lot of strategy involved in the process and one of my favorite leagues. And I'm glad I lived on for at least one more. And I'll keep you posted on how I do in that league. From a gambling perspective, well, we covered the National Football League again last night on the 49ers. It caps off a wonderful week for us. We hit on Thursday. We go, 6-1. On Sunday, we hit last night. Yeah, so great run for us on the National Football League. We are now 60-37 for a 61.8% winning percentage. Overall, we even hit in hockey last night. So we win $425.40 on the podcast. So good night for us last night. But now we move on to my wife's birthday night. So here we go. Mexican football. Game number one, Toledo at Ohio. And the line is 7. The Rockets are 5-5 straight up, 6-4 against the spread. Their last three games, they beat Western Michigan by 19. They lost to Eastern Michigan by 3 and won at Bowling Green by 32. The Bobcats, meanwhile, 3-7 straight up, but they've been better against the spread lately. They're 5-5 against the number. They lost to Kent State by 7. They beat Miami by 2, and they won at Eastern Michigan by 8. So the Bobcats are 5-1 against the spread in their last six games, but I really like Toledo. So I'm going to play the Rockets tonight, -7 at Ohio. Next up on the card, it is Eastern Michigan and Western Michigan. And we flip-flopped on this game. So Western has lost 3 straight against the spread. I still have no idea how Eastern lost to Ohio last week. My lean was to Eastern, but we do have the Western revenge factor, and revenge factors kind of weigh on my mind. So the Broncos are 5-4 to the over this year. Their last game, there was 85 points combined against Akron, so that went over the total, and 4 of the last 5 games have gone over for the Broncos. Meanwhile, the Eagles are 5-4 to the over as well. Last time out, they had 60 combined points in the Ohio game, going under the number, but 3 of their last 4 have gone over. So I can't play the under tonight. So the over it is. We're going to take the over 66 between Eastern and Western Michigan. And then your final game in Mexican football is Bowling Green +17 at Miami of Ohio. The Falcons are 3-7 straight up, 6-4 against the spread. You talk about a roller coaster ride. Get ready. They lost to Eastern by 31. Then they bounced back and beat Buffalo by 12 on the road and then proceed to lose by 32 to Toledo. Meanwhile, the Redhawks are 5-5 straight up, 4-6 against the spread. They won at Ball State by 7. They lost by 2 at Ohio, and then they beat Buffalo by 27. So the Falcons have not lost back-to-back weeks against the spread this year. They tend to have that short memory, and they bounce back with a solid performance. No game last year, but in 2019, Miami won this game 44-3. So revenge advantage to Bowling Green. I like the Falcons +17 tonight to wrap up our MAC card. So the three games of the MAC, Toledo -7 against Ohio, Bowling Green +17 against Miami of Ohio, and then Eastern and Western Michigan to go over the 66. Next up, we go to the NBA. You notice we made a change yesterday. We had traditionally led next on the frozen pond in the NHL. We switched it up yesterday, led with the NBA before the NHL, and we won both. We're not changing it. I'm superstitious. So we lead off again with the NBA. It's the Sixers and the Jazz, and we're going under the 218. The Sixers are 8-5-1 to the under this year. Last time out, they lost 118-113 to Indiana. That one went over the total. The Jazz, meanwhile, 9-4 to the under. Last time out, they lost to Miami, 111-105. That went over the total. However, their previous three went under the number. Not a ton on the board tonight for options. This is the one with the least amount of fleas. I'll take the Sixers and the Jazz under the 218. Now we go to the frozen pond, where we like Washington, -1.5 over Anaheim at a +175. The Capitals are 9-2-4 this season. They are 4-1-1 on the road, and they've outscored their opponents 54-36. Last time out, they beat Pittsburgh 6-1. The Ducks, meanwhile, 9-4-3 this season, 6-2-1 at home. They've outscored their opponents 57-44 this year. Last time out for them, they beat Vancouver 5-1. So both teams are red hot. 7 straight wins for the Ducks, 4 straight wins for the Caps. I like the Capitals a little better. +175 is a nice price. Capitals -1.5 at +175 tonight is the play. Next up, we got a college basketball, 7 games on the card. Last night in college hoops, we go 4-3-1. We had that tough push with Furman. That went to overtime. Once again, overtime is killing me. When it goes to overtime, the favorites tend to do well. But here we go. Tonight, it is Miami -6 at Florida Atlantic. So the clock is ticking for Jim Larrañaga at Miami. The AD was fired yesterday, and he has missed the big dance 3 straight years. The Canes are coming off a tough loss to in-state rival Central Florida. I don't expect the same to happen tonight in Boca. I like the Canes -6. Next up on the card, we go to Richmond, where the Spiders are -6 against Georgia State. The Spiders return home after an 11-point loss to Utah State as the favorite. Richmond is a solid team, and we get them at a discounted price tonight, so I'm laying the 6 with the Spiders at home. Next up on the card, we go to Purdue, where it is Wright State coming to town, and they're getting 18.5. Purdue has cruised to 29-25-point victory so far, but Scott Nagy brings the best team in the horizon to town tonight. Wright State lost by 8 at Marshall, but they did score 88 points. I think the Raiders of Wright State will score enough tonight to keep it within the 18.5. So we're on Wright State +18.5 at Purdue. Next up on the card, we go to Alabama, where it is South Alabama +23 at Alabama. The Jaguars lost by 6 at Wichita State. Alabama has covered double-digit spreads in back-to-back games, beating South Dakota State by 16 and Louisiana Tech by 29. In those games, they've averaged 98.5 points. The Tide won't shoot like that tonight against this Jaguar D, so I'll take South Alabama +23.5. Next up on the card, we go to Charleston, where Charleston is +13.5 against the North Carolina Tar Heels. Hubert Davis is 2-0 at North Carolina, but he's 0-2 with the number that matters the most to us. That's covering the spread. Charleston is 3-0 this year, versus weak competition. But rarely does a blue blood program travel to a school like Charleston. The home court advantage will be huge tonight. I'll take the 13.5 points based on that alone. It is Charleston +13.5 against North Carolina. Next up on the card, we have Nevada -3.5 at Santa Clara. So Nevada is coming off an upset loss for San Diego as a 14-point favorite. Meanwhile, Santa Clara is coming off an upset victory over Stanford. I'll take the angry team tonight, -3.5 with Nevada. And then your final game on the card is Arizona -15.5 over North Dakota State University. North Dakota State lost by 2 last night in Las Vegas against the Runner Rebels. Tonight's going to be a much tougher task in a back-to-back situation. I expect the Cats to cruise in this one and cover the 15.5. So let's recap the rest of your card here. In the NBA, we're on the Sixers and the Jazz under the 218. We're on the Capitals of Washington -1.5 over Anaheim. at a plus 175. And then in college basketball, we like Miami minus the 6 against Florida Atlantic. We like Richmond minus the 6 against Georgia State. We like Wright State plus the 18.5 against Purdue. We like South Alabama plus the 23.5 at Alabama. We like Charleston plus the 13.5 at home against North Carolina. We like Nevada minus 3.5 at Santa Clara. And we like Arizona minus the 15.5 over North Dakota State. So that's your card for a Tuesday. Once again, happy birthday to my wife. If you listen to the entire podcast, I'm not sure if she does most of the time, but nonetheless, happy birthday, wife. So once again, everyone, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.